The sugi we worked on today goes on the is based on an extra word in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Chafti b'tashlume nizkoi, that person has to pay tashlume nizek. So the Gemara is medayik that the word tashlume teaches us to fill in the rest. That if Reuven damaged Shimon's animal, the animal was worth, let's say, $100, and the dead animal is worth $10. So the and we said the case was that the dead animal is only worth $10. So without this Mishnah, we would think that the Mazik has to pay $100, because the Nizik could claim, hey, what could he do with a dead animal? So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is not that way. The Chiddush is that the Nizik keeps the dead animal, which is worth $10, and the Mazik only has to pay another $90. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So the Gemara comes along, and there's many steps in the Gemara. The first step in the Gemara is Minohani Milu. You need a pasuk for that. The Gemara says you need a pasuk for that. And on that, the Gemara brings three different psukim. Okay? Now, if you need a pasuk for something, that means logically it would not be that way. Because if something's logical, you don't need any pasuk for it. So then the next step of the Gemara is, why do you need a pasuk? It's logical. Why is it logical? Because, of course, the mazik could, even if the nizik would scream, that he wants to give the mazik the dead animal, let him suffer with it. The mazik could simply take it and say, okay, I'll take it because I damaged the animal. And then when he goes to pay, he could give it back to him with a lumdis of shavah kesef kekesef. Because we know that a person can pay up with old tires, with old food, whatever, as long as anything that's worth money. So the Gemara is kashes and lumdis. Why do we need a pasuk that the nizik keeps the dead animal? Of course the nizik could keep it. The mazik could force the nizik to keep it, because the mazik has an eitzah how to force him anyway. How would the eitzah be? Take it and then use it as payment to give it back. So let him tell the nizik, listen, you have to keep it anyway, because if not, I'll take it and I'll use it for payment anyway, so you might as well keep it. That's the Gemara's kashya. The Gemara comes along and the Gemara says, oh, we need the pasuk for henachinami. We need the pasuk for something else. We don't need the pasuk to teach us that the nizik keeps the animal, because that we have a logic. We need a pasuk to teach us that if this dead animal was worth $10 when it got killed, and then when Bezdin comes to make the appraisal, it got worth only $5. So the halacha is, who has to suffer the loss of that $5 difference between 10 and 5? So on that, the chiddush of the Gemara, that you need a pasuk that the nizik has to suffer that also. Again, that the nizik keeps the animal, that we don't need any pasuk for, but that the nizik suffers the value of when the animal gets worth less, that the nizik suffers that extra $5 loss, that's where you need the pasuk. Now, we have two main points to work on. The first thing is, on the point, the Gemara asked the kasha, one, what do you need a pasuk for? It's logical. That's what the Gemara says. What's the logic? The mazik could take it and pay it back. So the question is, why didn't the Gemara ask a stronger question? The Gemara could have asked a stronger question. It's even more logical that the nizik should have to keep the animal. Why? Not only, like the Gemara says, because the mazik could take it and then use it as payment. Even if there would not be such a halacha of shavu kesef kekesef, that the mazik could pay up with old tires or dead animals. Even if there wouldn't be such halacha. But for the simple logic, who owns the animal at the time of the death? The nizik owned it. And after the animal got killed or whatever, however, got gored, does it change ownership? Does it become hefker? There's no change in ownership. So if there's no change in ownership and the nizik still owns that animal, well, it was alive and now it's dead, but he still owns it. So if he still owns it, why should the mazik have to pay money and take the dead animal? The dead animal belongs to the nizik and it never left his property. So that's the horror, that's the kasha that we're asking on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara have to come on to, when the Gemara asks the question, what do you need a pasuk for? It's logical to use the logic of shavah kesef kikesef, that the mazik could take it and give it back. The question is, why didn't the Gemara ask a stronger question? It never left, it still belongs to the nizik. So it comes out that if the nizik owns the dead animal, so the damage was only $90. So why the Gemara should have asked even stronger? That's one question. We'd like to say, to answer that question, you could say like this, that Rashi, if you look carefully, Rashi answers this question. Rashi, there's another problem here. The Gemara says in the second step that what's what do you need the pasuk for? What do you need the pasuk for? The Gemara says for pchas nevela. That means that the animal, and Rashi says, how did the animal get worthless after it died? It's possible for the dead animal to get worthless in two ways. One way is that it starts to smell. It's now dead and it keeps getting more rotten. The other way is that the value of dead animals goes down. The marketplace, a different price, a different marketplace. So Rashi specifically said that it got worth less by smelling, by sirchan. So the question is, why didn't Rashi use a different example? That simply it got worth less because it got the market got worth less. Why did Rashi pick?
Doesn't say that.
No, Rashi says it's sirchan because it got smelling. So we'd like to answer and say, I'm not so sure if this will answer the first question. Maybe it was a mistake. If you have the kasha down, keep the first kasha down. Maybe I'm not strong enough yet to I'm not sure if it might not answer, but it'll answer the second question on Rashi. We can answer like this, that Rashi especially said that you need the pasuk for pchas nevela, that the nizik has to suffer the loss of pchas nevela only in a case when it got smelly. Because if it wasn't a case where just the market value got down, we wouldn't need a pasuk for pchas nevela either. Why? Because just like I said in the first kasha, if the nizik owned the dead animal, right, he owned it the whole time, and then the market value went down, so isn't it simple? The nizik loses that extra $5. Because it was his own animal that smelled. His own animal got worth less. So therefore, you wouldn't need a pasuk for pchas nevela. You wouldn't need a pasuk to teach us that the nizik has to suffer it. So that's why Rashi spoke out that the case is talking about that it got smelly. So therefore, we might think that how did the smell come? The smell came because since the mazik killed the animal, and he caused it to die, and every dead animal starts to smell if you don't do anything about it, so we might think that the mazik caused the smelling. So therefore, not only did he damage the animal from being alive to dead, he also continued, we would think that that's like a continuation of the damage, not only killing it but letting it stay in the sun and letting it smell and get worth less. So that's why you need a pasuk to teach us that the nizik, we don't look at it, that the nizik has to suffer the loss of the smelling. If it smelled and it got worth, instead of $10, now it's worth only $5, so now the nizik has to suffer that loss. What's meant? To the first kasha? The first part is saying that Rashi specifically explained that you need the pasuk, that the nizik has to carry, has to suffer the pchas nevela, because by smelling we might think that the mazik would have to carry it, because he caused the smelling by him killing the animal.
How come the priesthood is no good?
The what?
Why can't we use the time of because the market?
Then it'll be, but then they wouldn't need a pasuk for that, because if, let's say, the animal didn't smell, for whatever reason, it was put in the freezer right away, and the market value for their skins went down from 10 to 5. So if it's the still, we wouldn't need any pasuk that the nizik loses that $5, because he owned it. It was his skin that got killed, and he still owns it after it died. So the $5 difference in the market value is not anybody's fault. If I sell you a pen worth $10, and then the market value goes down to $5, of course you suffer the loss.
Isn't the reason that the parents is the same as far as the first kasha for the nizik on it?
That's right. In other words, based on the kasha that we assume that the mazik, that the nizik always owns the animal, so on that we're explaining that. So Rashi had to speak out that the pchas nevela came because of the smelling. If the pchas nevela would come only because the marketplace got less, so then it would be, you wouldn't need a pasuk to teach us that the nizik has to suffer the loss.
So what are you adding on to that? With the thing that I might think it's going to the mazik, and the mazik course.
What do you mean? No, that was the first step of the shiur. We asked the question on the Gemara. Why the tichari? It's pashut that the nizik gets baila metapam nevela, that the nizik keeps the nevela.
Yeah.
We said that's pashut because he owns it. Why did the Gemara have to ask? Because the owner, the mazik, could have taken and given back. That was the first kasha, and I changed, and I'm not answering that. I'm leaving that as a kasha. But then the second point that I'm saying is, in Rashi, we're saying that Rashi, that the, when the Gemara says that the nizik suffers the pchas nevela, it's because it's talking about that you only need a pasuk in a case when it got smelly. In a case where the value went down, you don't need any pasuk for it.
So
because the nizik owns it. Because it's so pasuk, just like we...
It didn't change Rishon?
Because it didn't change Rishon. Now.
Pardon?
You
just want to what
is the second kasha on Rashi. After we ask the kasha on the Gemara, from the first kasha on the Gemara, I just want to bring out one point. That the nizik seems to be, the nizik owns the animal after the hezek happened. Not only before while it was living, but even after the animal died. Technically, it's in his ownership.
Why were I saying that?
So why did the Gemara have to use the logic of shava kesef kekesef, that the mazik could take it and then return it? No, we're not going on that case of meitavos. We're going on chavti b'tashlumei niskoi, where the Mishnah added the word tashlumei niskoi to teach us that extra word.
I'm missing something. Gemara says that you don't need sukkim because it said that you could pay shavu
kesef. That's right.
Even sukkim.
That's right.
I missed one, so I want to do with the fact
that the Mishnah said that. Okay, very good. You were not here last man. Last man, we had the Gemara asked that kasha on Dav Zayin. It's a whole sugi about that. You have to the Gemara. But we, the Gemara Lamais and Meitav, there's a whole stira, and we had a whole shiram on that.
Well, I thought the second kasha
was on Rashi. The second kasha was on Rashi. And Rashi explained the step of Chas Nevela, the second step of the Gemara. So Rashi says the case is talking about that it was got smelly, and that's how it got worth less from 10 to 5. So we asked the kasha on Rashi, why didn't Rashi explain that the value went down? So he said that Rashi explained dafka through sirchen, through smelling, because then you need a pasuk to teach us that the nizik suffers. But if it would have just, the value would have gone down by itself, you wouldn't need any pasuk, because since the nizik owned it the whole time, so of course it's his. Yeah, but that's already called a grumma. You're not going to say that he caused the value to go down. That's too far of a grumma. As far as the value going down, that's too far of a grumma. We might think that as far as sirkin smelling, when he killed the animal, we might think that that's considered he made it. But as far as the sharp... Part is different, but kosher, that would be a way to answer Rashi. That's not enough, that wouldn't be a grum. What?
Yeah, because.
Drash said it's Sodom.
Yeah, how was it? Through Sirchen. Rashi says, Hisriyahu Pir Sodom. Rashi says, it's all one case. Okay. Now the question is like this. After, let's take it. So now the kids here, we have a pasuk to teach us that the Nizik not only keeps the dead animal, but he also suffers the loss of smelling, which takes place in his animal. Now the question is, what's the reason behind the pasuk? When the pasuk says that he suffers, so that the nizik suffers the loss of chas nevela. Okay, Tosis, from this Tosis is mashma that the reason behind the pasuk, the reason why the nizik suffers the loss, is because it's the nizik's fault. He shouldn't have waited to let it get smelly. He should have taken, since it's his dead animal, he should have taken the animal right away and sold it. That's what the Tosfos says. What?
How about in case they buy it?
Wait, we're going to get later. This is what, simply, it's mashma that the Nizik knows about it. The Nizik knows, and still the Nizik lets it sit around. So then the Nizik suffers the loss. The Rush, if you look in the Rush and the Ran, they also speak out clearly that which it says in the Gemara, that the Nizik suffers chas nevela, that the Nizik suffers the loss of the nevela, is only when the Mazik notified him. When the Mazik told him, listen, I killed your animal, and you still own the animal, and you better go ahead and sell it.
Is there a certain time period?
No, it has to be Medea him, right after, he has to tell him as soon as the damage happens. So you see from these Rishonim that if he would not be Medea him, if he would not tell him specifically to go ahead and do it, that I'm letting you know, and the Nizik didn't know anything about it, then the Mazik would have to pay. Then the Mazik would have to pay for, because her poshet, because he comes out that he caused. Why would the Mazik have to pay? So if in a case where it got smelly, poshet, in such a case, it seems that because then we consider as if he himself, as if he caused the damage also. He caused the smelling. That's why, so it comes out that the only reason why, in other words, really, when we do look at it like the Mazik not only killed the animal, but he also indirectly caused it to get worth less by smelling. And the only reason the Torah says that the Pchas Nevela goes to the Nizik is because when he notifies him and the Nizik has a chance, since it's his animal, the Nizik has a chance to make back the $10. So if the Nizik is lazy and he doesn't go ahead and sell it, so then the Mazik doesn't have to pay, because the Nizik has a chance to get back more money. The Rambam in Perek Ches Nizki Moment, the Rambam makes no difference whether he told him about it or whether he didn't tell him about it.
That's his fault.
But, so the Rambam seems to say that even if, in all cases, the Rambam says the Pchas Nevela is suffered by the Nizik, you only have to pay. The Nizik suffers the Pchas Nevela, even if he didn't tell him. And it would seem that the Nizik suffers the loss. So Poshit Pshat in the Rambam would be that the Torah is teaching us that the mazik is not considered. The mazik did not do the smelling. Did not cause that second step of damage. The mazik only killed the animal, and the pasuk is teaching us that whatever the three psukim, that even if he doesn't tell him, and the nizik comes later and he finds that his animal is smelly, he cannot go ahead and collect more. So the chara poshit pshat in the Rambam, so that because the Rambam poshit, until you see the Rambam carefully, it would seem that the Rambam is machmer on the nizik, that the Rambam is causing that the nizik is always going to lose the pchas nevela. Remember, again, according to Taisvis and the Rosh and the Ran, they hold that the only time the Torah was machmer on the nizik to lose the pchas nevela is only when he could have sold it, when the nizik knew about it and he could have sold it. So then the Torah says you lose the extra $5, but where he didn't tell him, then the nizik has the right to get the extra $5. Hoshit in the Rambam doesn't say whether he told him or whether he didn't tell him. Okay. But if you look carefully in the Rambam and you understand a little later, you understand it could be that there's a whole new pshat in the Rambam. But in order to understand the new pshat in the Rambam, there's something very interesting. We have to understand the next piece of the Gemara, which is Terech Nevela. Now in Terech Nevela, we have it later in our Gemara. And we have a Machloikis who has to pick up the dead animal from the boar. Who's the one that has to pay the money? Let's say it costs, you have to call somebody with a crane and let the crane down into the hole and pick it up. So who is the one that has to pay for that expense? Okay? We paskin that the mazik is the one that's responsible for Terech Nevela, not the nizik. The mazik is the one that has to pay. But here we have another machlokes rishonim, the Rosh and the Ran on one side and the Rambam on the other side. What's that machlokes? When it says in the Gemara that Terech Nevela, that the mazik has to take the nevela out of the hole, the Rosh and the Ran learn that all it means is they have to pay for it, but they don't have to be the ones to get the people to do it, or they themselves don't have to go down into the bore and pick it up.
Same thing. It's the one that will fail.
Wait, you're going to soon see. You'll see there's a big difference.
For the Rosh and the Ran.
The Rosh and the Ran say what they have to do is like this. They tell the nizik, listen, you go ahead and hire the people and send us the bill. But they have to just pay for it. They do not have to go through the bother of doing it. But the Rambam, if you look carefully in the Rambam says, doesn't say that. The Rambam says that Al Hamazik Litrayach Benevela, Perik Ches Halacha Yud Gimel. Al Hamazik Litrayach Benevela Ad Shemamtzi Oysel Nizik. Until he gets it to the Nizik. Ketzad, if it falls into the boar, Male Hanevela Min Habor. The Rambam says that the Mazik himself, the Nizik can say, I'm not going to bother. You have to, with your own body, or you have to make the telephone call, you have to be the one to get the Nevela to me. So it comes out like this. The Machloikis in the Rambam, according to the Rambam, the Rambam says that the Mazik himself has to be the one to pick it up. And then the Rambam says like this, after the Rambam says that the Mazik himself has to return the animal, the dead animal, then the Rambam says, V'acha kach shomen loy chas nevela. After the mazik brings the dead animal to the nizik, then they estimate how much it's worth, how much the smelly animal is worth. So it comes out like this, according to the Rambam. That's right. According to this, there's something you see. Since the Rambam holds that the Terech Nevela, the job to get the Nevela to the Nizik is on the Mazik, so therefore when it says in the Torah, when our Gemara says that the Pchas Nevela, the Nizik has to suffer the loss of the smelling of the Nevela, according to the Rambam, at what time of the smelling? From the time he hands it back to the Nizik.
It's even smelly.
And then it gets more smelly after he already put it in the hands of the nizik, then if it gets worse less, then the nizik has to suffer. But let's say if it got smelly while it was in the hole, so the chiddush. So remember, so we thought that the Rambam held that even if no matter what, the nizik suffers the smelling, has to suffer the loss. But I'm telling you now that we're showing that the Rambam holds that the Terech Nevela, the Rambam says that you have to see to it, the Mazik has to see to it that the Nizik gets the Nevela. So it comes out, and then the Rambam says the Nizik suffers the Pchas Nevela. If any further deterioration, if anything further happened, the Nizik suffers. So it comes out according to this, and now the Rambam is going to make it fakert. The Rambam is more makel on the Nizik, because the Rambam says that the Nizik could sit quiet and he doesn't have to do anything until the animal is brought to him.
What do you mean, but I understand, but when it's in the hole, what?
In the hole, it's as if it's still the Mazik's. That's the tremendous chiddush in the Rambam, that the smelling that takes place while the dead animal is still in the hole, according to the Rambam, who's going to lose that? Whose cheshbon is that going on? That's going to be going on the Mazik's cheshbon. Because the Rambam held that when the Torah says that the Mazik has to return, has to take it out of the hole, it's the Torah saying it as if he keeps damaging it until he returns it. It's like one long damage. Ah, Shane came the Rush. And the Rush and the Ran, they hold that the Chiyuv Terech Nevela, when it says in the Gemara that you have to be busy with the Nevela, you have to bring it, that the Mazik has to take care of the Tirch of the Nevela, the Rush and the Ran learn that that's only, he has to tell him. The Mazik has to notify the Nizik to take care of the dead animal and then send him the bill. So that's why they say, as long as the Mazik notifies the Nizik that the dead animal is there, at that point the Mazik did what he was supposed to. So therefore, if the Nizik is lazy and the Nizik takes 3 days to get somebody to pick up the meat, the animal, out of the hole, so therefore the Rosh and the Ran say that the Nizik suffers the Pchas Nevela. Because according to the Rosh and the Ran, the Mazik did, as soon as the Mazik told him that the animal was in the hole, he did whatever he had to do, and everything is finished. So therefore it comes out that the Machloikis goes L'shitasai. The Rosh and the Ran, which I told you in Stamat Taisvis, most Rishonim learn at the Chiyuv, that when it says in the Torah, the Pchas Nevela goes to the Nizik, that means from the time that he's notified, like we said in Taisus, as soon as the Nizik is notified, so then the Nizik is already, he's the one that's responsible to get his own animal up. So if anything happens to the animal, he suffers the losses. Hashem came the Rambam l'shitos. The Rambam did not make any difference between whether he notifies him or he doesn't tell him. It doesn't matter whether he tells him or he doesn't tell him, because the Rambam says telling is not enough. The Rambam says that the chiyuv is on the mazik.
So it's a stirim.
What's a stirim?
I'm saying it's a stirim because we see that the Rambam is make before he's master.
No, because we didn't learn the right shot in the Rambam. Poshit, you learn in the Rambam. We thought when it says pchas nevela that the nizik loses the pchas nevela, and the Rambam didn't make any difference between telling or not telling. So we thought the Nizik loses it even if he doesn't find out about it. But after we look inside the Rambam, tonight get a chance to try to look inside the Rambam, and you see that the Rambam sets it up. First the Rambam sets up the halacha of Terech Nevela, of that the Mazik is the one that's responsible to bother with the Nevela. And then the Rambam says that the Pchas Nevela, that the Nizik has to lose. Because the Rambam Lushitasa, the Rambam seems to say that the damaging that the Mazik did keeps going until he finally picks it up out of the hole. you could maybe add one last little point. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about Chas Nevela through smelling or Chas Nevela through getting worthless. According to the Lumdus that we said till now, it should come out that only through smelling there would be a chiyuv. If it gets more smelly, then it's logical that the mazik should have to pay for it, because then the mazik indirectly caused the smelling. But since the Rambam doesn't make any chiluk, so the chur it is a shtikl mashim from the Rambam, could be not like Rashi. The Rambam, even if the pchas nevela came because of the lack of value, even that would also be enough, because it could be the Rambam held that since the Torah puts the chiyuv on the mazik to take it up from the bor, so it's as if the Torah is teaching us. It could be the Torah is teaching us that when it falls into the mazik's bor, it could be taki he owns it. When the mazik kills, when the mazik's animal kills the nizik's animal, so the animal does become the mazik's. So that's why when shaman loy pchas hanevela, that's why even if it was only a difference in money value, but the mazik owned the animal. And therefore, when the mazik goes to give back, when he brings it up from the boar, since it's the mazik's till now, he can only get payment according to the value that it is now, which is going back to the original, which is different than we said originally in the Gemara. Originally in the Gemara we said that when an animal gets killed, whose animal is it after it gets killed? The nizik's. It's still the nizik's, right? That's the logic, right? So therefore we had a kasha in the Gemara, and we didn't understand what did the Gemara have to bring in Shavu Kesef Ikesef for. But it could be that the Rambam held that if the Torah, when the Torah says that a person, that the mazik himself has to schlep out the nevela, what the Torah is hinting to us, if the mazik has to schlep out the nevela, so the Torah is teaching us that it's taka his nevela. It's the mazik's.
But that's like the Rambam.
Yeah, saying that the Rambam l'shitosai, it could be that the Rambam. That so therefore, according to the Rambam, if the Rambam learned the whole Gemara that when a man damages somebody else's animal, he owns it, so then it could be that will answer our first question. Our first question is on the Gemara, why did the Gemara Bukhari if the Nizik owns it, so then why, so simply the Nizik should suffer the loss because it's the Nizik's animal. But if the Rambam, the way we're saying now, the whole that the Rambam held, that when somebody's animal, when a damage happens, the damage sort of puts the whole object into the property of the nizik. So therefore, saying that's why the Rambam didn't make any difference whether the loss of money came through smelling, or the loss of money came because it got less in value.
Shaila was.
It's the original shayla. If the nizik always owns the animal, so what is the Gemara? Why doesn't the Gemara ask simply, what do you need a pusik for that bailam metaplim benevela? Pashit, it's his animal,
yeah.
Of course. But it could be like the Rambam, that the Rambam learned the whole Gemara that it's not so pashit. That really, that when the damage takes place, it's like a kinyan. By damaging somebody else's object, it's like taking it into your property. It's almost like a geneva. Just like by geneva, you take the whole thing into your property and you have a responsibility to pay it back. So according to the Rambam, it could be that's how we'll learn the whole Gemara, that when a damage takes place, the object really goes over to the mazik.
So that's why we need the pasuk.
That's right. But according to the other Rishonim who learn that all the mazik has to do is just to notify the people. What? The Rosh and the Ran just has to notify the people. So if he just has to notify them, so then of course it's pashut. He doesn't have to pick it up. He has to pay for the picking up, but he doesn't have to be busy with it.
Yeah,
but that's, if you look in the Rosh, Yovi Aduda means Yeah, the Ron, the by paying the bill for it, that's how he brings it. By footing the bill, that's called bringing it.
Well, how, what the Ron and Ross, how the answer?
One second. What?
How the answer the